Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Hey, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png.
Oh, shoot. Calm down, please. Tom, I'm wiling out.
No. I'm not going to. This is the energy you can expect
for the rest of the episode. No, Tom.
No.
It's too much for me.
I'm an animal, baby. And that animal is the crazy horse. Welcome to Big Soft Titty Dot.
Yeah, the crazy horse. You know how the crazy horse sounds? It's like, nay, nay, nay.
Am I getting a call now? My phone's vibrating somewhere.
Yeah, you're getting a call, but that's okay.
Mystery to me. I'll never know.
Mystery to me.
Nay, nay, nay.
Uh-oh. It's a Shrek. He eats people.
Yeah, he eats people. That's something that they don't really touch on in the films that much, that he is a monster.
He is a monster.
He's a murderer.
I think he eats people, and I think he eats babies, actually, in the lore.
In the first few takes, he actually ate donkey, and you got to watch it. He was, like, screaming, pleading for his life. Started liking it halfway down. He's only human. The donkey is only human.
He started the penis. And also, you know how many donkeys they went through filming Shrek, too?
That'd be such a smart way to eat a person, starting at the penis, because that way they're like, I would be lulled into a sense of false security for sure.
Yeah.
I'd wrap it in seaweed. Yeah. And I'd be fine with that. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Now I'm finally making love to my sweetest crush, the ocean.
Soy sauce.
No.
On my glands.
If you were fucking the ocean, that would be you having sex with the biggest celebrity than all of Hollywood combined. The ocean is one of the Earth's most famous and beloved creatures.
The ocean is one of the world's most famous and wettest celebrities.
That's right. Constantly wet. Always so big.
Yeah, second only to Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Aquaman.
Remember how wet Ruby Rose's hair was in The Meg?
Yeah, she played the shark.
Yeah.
It was wet and big.
She did an okay job, but I don't like drawing politics into there. I get that, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to do politics, so let's not talk about her being the shark. Let's talk about her acting.
To me, honestly,
yeah,
too gay.
Wow. Okay.
No, she like, it was so wet in that movie. I don't think it was wet.
I think it was crunchy.
Oh, really?
Crunchy or slimy. I don't think it was wet because it would have dried off. You see?
So she was like getting up and slathering hair product on because she was like, well, got to look wet if I'm going to be in this submarine or whatever
it is. Maybe hair product or maybe like shark slime. I think when you milk.
For me, I tell you what hair product is. Dandruff. That's the major export of my scalp.
Wow, that's funny.
Thank you.
I liked it too.
Good. Hey, do you ever have
dandruff anymore?
That's because I started using those shampoos.
Those
but also showering
shampoos.
Less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Cool.
Thank you. Do you ever think when a bird looks in a mirror, do you think that you would be happy to be entertained that way if you look like a bird? Because we always think the bird is stupid for looking in the mirror and being entranced, but
I've never thought that.
If I was looking like a bird, I'd be so happy to look into that.
They're vain. They're vain. Yeah. They're vain. I would be really happy to see my beak.
Right?
And tap beaks with the other bird through the window.
Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
Hmm. I think it would be so nice to look into a mirror and see a bird. It's honestly one of the things that makes me want to get a bird so I could hold it in front of the mirror and you focus on it, not on my ugly self.
You
want to
get a bird?
I'd love to get a bird.
You want
to
get a bird?
Mm. Finally, I used to that bird cage. Currently, all I'm using it is to keep that dog real bad. Keeps falling through.
I thought, okay, all right, so, all right, I'm going to show my ass here a little bit.
This is a safe space.
I thought the bird cage was like a shark cage to keep the birds out. So I've been hanging out in there scared of birds.
Yeah, and you also get to catch up on the news.
I get to catch up on the news.
You get to read the cage floor.
And the olds.
Mm.
What's
up, Demi?
What do you mean?
Are you keep-
What would be funny to say?
Cage roof.
Okay.
Dildo's up. You.
What's up, Demi?
I'm fucking a dildo.
I'm fucking myself. that's what's up, me. What's up, you, Tom?
Yeah, me and Demi are recording from our podcasting Sibians today.
Yeah.
We got them set to funny.
Yeah.
They're kind of in there stimulating the funny bone.
I had a mistake the other day, Tom.
Hmm?
I had a mistake.
What was it?
I forgot how to eat.
Whoa, what happened?
I put my hot dog in my hole and put my dilgo in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. Bugger.
Oh, damn. You want to swap those around. Hot dog tastes crazy.
Hot dog tastes weird.
Hot dog tastes so crazy. That'd be so good. And finally, that might give your pussy a bit of nostalgia for that time you put a fig's pudding up my pussy.
I love fig pudding and pig's puddings.
Well, I think by putting a hot dog
they're
up
so
you,
stable.
You're having sex with so many different parts of the pig.
That's true. It's the snout.
Yeah.
And
foot,
snout,
toe,
foot, toe.
Tail.
No, Tom, do you think that the hoof is a shoe? Because there's not toes under there.
I think that sometimes the reason they keep pigs outside is because they, if they let the pig inside, it takes off its hoof to be polite.
Yeah. You can't just wipe them?
No.
Tom.
What?
Man. Oh, think about pigs with just regular feet.
It's fucked up.
Man. Nah. What if you took off the hoof and it just went like and just folded out into a foot that they've rolled up?
Oh, finally. Starts wiggling its toes.
Yeah, like taking off your bra at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. I feel like I've been trapped in that hoof forever. Doing that Die Hard thing where it wiggles its toes.
I actually think that's a Christmas movie, by the way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Me? I think it's a crazy movie. I'm scared.
Yeah. I am as well.
So many loud noises.
Too many loud noises.
Yeah. And too many fellas.
Lots of fellas in that, huh?
Mm.
They've got Jared Leto, Randy Gold, John Alan Rickman in there. Oh, shit. So it's not Jared Leto, it's not Randy Gold, who isn't actually a man.
No, Randy Gold I don't think
Randy
exists.
Randy Gold is a man.
Randy Gold is a person that you'd sign. Yeah, go ahead.
Here comes Randy Gold.
Yeah.
What are you kids doing in here? Don't let me take off my gloves, I'll turn you to silver. It's just a name, Randy Gold.
Randy Gold as the name of a celebrity that's been so cancelled that if his autograph is on 8x10s of himself, the 8x10 is worth less. Like, Randy Gold is not accepted in polite society anymore.
Why doesn't anybody want me to write my name down?
Yeah. Randy Gold sounds like he's doing that thing with his fingers where you wiggle them at different times, at all times.
I just don't know how to keep these things by my waist. They always come up to chest high, always moving.
Advancing.
I'm Randy Gold.
Yeah. Randy Gold doesn't sound good. That's
I'm not good.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I don't feel good, and I'm not a good person.
Mm.
I wear a different hat every day.
Whoa, that's crazy. You should think you'd run out of hats by now.
You think I would run out of hats by now, but I don't.
Hmm. Which do you think is more boring, a baseball hat or a cricket hat? A baseball. I think.
I think a big drill is more boring.
Oh, that's good because it bores holes in things. Uh-huh. I think that hats should have bills that are the length of the sport that you play them in.
The bill.
Is this fucking Demi's homonym hour? What are we doing?
Well, they're the length of
homophone hour. Sorry, that's going to annoy me.
I love homonyms. It's gay Christmas songs. Yes. Gay church songs. So what about what is your least favorite and most favorite thing about a hat? Any hat?
Honestly, I think that one of the cool things you can do with it. My favorite thing about the hat is the back of it. I love that customization. I love booting up a hat and knowing that I can change it to be whatever length or width I want it to be.
It disgusts me when you have like a cap, like a baseball cap that doesn't have an adjustable thing at the back.
And that's,
it's like,
crazy.
Yeah, I guess I'll just let this jingle jangle around my fucking head all day. I suppose I'm a bell.
To think that you have got the right to make a hat in this day and age, what do you do? Like that only has one size setting. Yeah. You're not making like the dunce cap for the local boy.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many different types of guy now and we all have different shapes of heads.
Women can be stupid too, but whatever. I think the best hat, the best thing about hat. Yes, they would.
They would have no hat.
They're stupid. They'd be put into a wellness center.
Yeah.
The village well. To get them more well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make you well.
Yeah.
Huh. Splash.
Splash if you're lucky.
Splash if you're lucky, dog if you're not, and then you have to threaten.
Dan, one of the things you don't want to hear after you push your daughter down into a hole is dog.
Dog.
Damn, that's what thing was?
That's where we left the dog?
Dim dam.
Dim dam. You know what the thing is? Dim, I can't tell the difference between a dog and a woman, so I pushed him down thinking he was an unwell broad.
I thought that lady was all fucked up, all running around on four legs.
Being happy?
Ruining my hobby, which is smearing peanut butter on my balls for no reason.
Yeah, and I just,
hey, get out of there.
I just wanted the peanut butter on my balls.
Yeah, hey, I was trying to store it there. Get
Mary,
out of there.
Mary, have I taken the lid off of the jelly, lest the dog lick the peanut butter off?
Mm.
So, yeah, you get women well by pushing them in them. And sometimes it'll just be a dog. Yeah. And then so the woman, I guess, just makes friends with it and potentially, I don't know who eats who first, but.
Well, dogs are a guy's best friend. And women's best friend is, what's a lady version of a dog? A lady dog?
Like a hairbrush.
Hairbrush, yeah.
I think.
Women's best friend is the hairbrush.
Yeah. Yeah, I went goofy.
You went full goofy. Yeah.
So women
love to get home and talk to their friend, the hairbrush.
To get home and talk to their friend, the hairbrush.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the day I had.
Yes, and have a little dance, pretend it's a microphone, because they'll never be given one for real.
Yeah.
Those opinions? Louder?
Have you seen anything? This is a show that exists.
No. See these eyes?
Yeah, no, they're taped up.
Yeah.
Not in the racist way.
Have
you ever seen, this is a show that has existed on what?
Just a big white piece of tape over my eyes that says, I'm Greek. Not the racist way of taping your eyes, no.
Yeah, do they make white shoe polish, by the way? Anyway, I was a show that has existed on the periphery of my understanding, kind of like how ancient people viewed the stars, is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I've never, wait, Maisel?
Maisel? Yeah, maybe it's Maisel. I've never heard it out loud. I've only seen it because it's like a show where a lady gets divorced and starts doing stand-up in the 50s or something, and she's a contemporary with Lenny Bruce.
Oh.
But I know it because a lady posted on the Open Mic Sydney Facebook page and was like, well, guys, a month into running my own gig and it's going great. After my husband of 7 years left me, I decided to go full Maisel and have started taking out my anger on stage.
Oh, good.
And was just posting, being like, anyway, bookings are open.
Yeah, great. So comedy definitely should be therapy for you.
Comedy is therapy in that it's stupid and nobody needs it.
Well, yeah.
Makes things worse.
And only stupid people do it. But I was thinking that like comedy actually, I think doing stand-up can be therapy, but you can't be up there and be like, here are my problems. You have to be like, anyway, here's a joke that I wrote because I was sad.
Yeah. I don't think It can be something that you think is therapy, but it probably isn't helping. What it's doing is getting you out of the house.
Which is good, I guess. Which is good. Ghouls bad.
Yes.
Which is good. Wizards mean.
Okay, yeah, here we're tackling the hot button issues.
Yeah.
So hot buttons, scary.
Scary.
What's making it so hot? What happened to the laptop?
The witch
is good.
I don't know, which baked her buttons in the oven.
Oh, I see.
I think.
Yeah.
If
there's hot buttons, that means Hansel and Gretel came to a grisly end.
Grizzly bear.
So witch is good, ghouls bad, wizards mean?
Wizards mean, I think, but also witches sometimes mean, but I think witch is good though.
Yeah.
But witches, what is the kindest or best thing about a witch?
Pointy hat.
Pointy hat.
Oh, I think I have one. Home for frogs. A witch has so many little animal friends, you know?
Yeah, well, because they have, like, a familiar, and then they just have, like, the ones that just like to hang out.
Yeah, and then they have their over-familiar, which is, like, their cat that always comes up to you, puts its arm around you, is like, tell me about your dad.
Yeah, goes
like, we're not that
goes
close.
Goes for the European kiss.
Yeah. The cat that's always like, you're a bitch and stupid and you should get
out.
So it's like, we're not.
You're so fucking stupid. Are you kidding me? I love you, dumb slut.
And we're like, we're not really at that level of friendship. You're the over familiar.
Oh my God, you that wart on your off. Nose. I love it.
That's
pinches
not how.
It.
Yeah. Please, only actual friends insult me like this. The witch is standing there like, that's just how they are.
So the witch has a familiar, and that's great. And they also, but sometimes don't they? I think they cook frogs. No, they cook toads.
Yeah.
Wait, they cook, eye of newt.
Eye of newt. Spawn of toad. I don't know.
All right, look, I'm just gonna look it up.
Go
eye
ahead.
Of newt. Hold on.
I think that it would be fun to be a handyman at a witch house, going through, hitting the gingerbread walls, being like, "Yeah, this will need baking."
So you think
who's the last guy to cook this? Oof, they did a hell of a job.
All right. Okay. Fuck. Okay. So. So does the witch, is there a big oven and then a trailer to take the gingerbread house out of the oven, or do you like construct an oven around the gingerbread house?
Oh, do you bake it entirely or do you move the...
Do you move it after it's baked?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Eye of
or
newt.
Is it?
Eye
I think
newt.
That you bake the material separately and then you do like a barn raising thing.
Oh, these bitches are friends with toeless frogs.
Whoa.
Yeah, eye of newt, toe of frog.
That's
but maybe
right.
The frogs, maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
I think actually it's a cosmetic surgery that the frogs like.
How much do you need toes, really?
A lot, actually. Have you seen
that's
people,
crazy.
People like that have toes removed really find it hard to keep their balance. They just fall over.
Now, is this okay to laugh at, I wonder? It seems it's a small enough amount of flesh that I think it's funny to me.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, right.
Plus, like a toe, you can get a prosthetic toe. Are you kidding me?
I'll make you one, dude. You can get a prosthetic toe on one of those beginner magic kits. It fits a scarf in it.
I think usually.
Go ahead, chuck that down there.
Armless magician.
Uh huh.
That needs a fake toe to stuff a scarf in. Yes?
Yeah. It gets like midway through his script and he starts weeping because he has to say, there's nothing up my sleeves.
There's nothing up my leg. There's nothing up my pant.
Yeah. Dickless, armless magician.
Oh, no. So just not having a dick. So is that – so like the magician who did have a dick, who had the dick removed, what has that changed about his magic, I would like to know? Just the confidence, huh?
Yeah, I guess
just
he –
the confidence.
Yeah. I mean, if I was a magician, I'd put like a dove in my foreskin, have it rattle around or whatever.
That's good.
Right? Just to store it. Not for a trick or anything. I'm not a freak.
Did I say on the podcast about the missing pet flyer that I saw like 6 years ago in Adelaide?
I think you have, but remind me.
Oh, well, it was just I saw a missing pet poster and it was like, missing white dove. Please return to Adelaide Academy of Magic.
Hell yeah. That's good.
And then tearaway numbers. So I just wanted to ask you because I've got some Christmas conversation starters here because it's the holiday season. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know, what is your favorite Christmas song and why?
Favorite Christmas song?
Mine's Die Hard, but please go on. Happens at Christmas.
It is, yeah.
Die Hard 2 as well, even though it sucks.
Wow.
And in Die Hard 3, that little kid's like, look around, all the cops are in City Hall. It's Christmas. It's not the order it goes in. It's Christmas. You can steal City Hall. There we go.
Oh, there we go. You got it.
So the third one's also a Christmas movie.
That's good. That's good that all the diehards are. Yeah, that's going to be the take we finally graduate to in 2021 is Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie. It does take place at Christmas. It's just in an airport.
Yeah, but nobody says it.
Die Hard 3 is also a Christmas movie, though, because of what that kid says. Because he says it's Christmas, so clearly it's Christmas.
My favorite Christmas song is probably Santa Claus is... And that's it. It's about a song about what Santa Claus is.
Santa Claus is. And he's like, I am.
Mm. And that's enough.
I is, therefore I am.
Yep. I was thinking about, I think I said this out loud to you and you were fucking disgusted, but I was thinking about just tweeting me. Out. Yeah, I was thinking about leaving you.
I think I'd be disgusted by that. Maybe ecstatic?
Seems like a logical decision for both of us. No, I was thinking about tweeting out just, just looked under the tree. Seems that Santa got me more imposter syndrome.
Oh, fuck.
Yikes.
Only thing I want to see under the tree is my papa's boopy snoot.
Okay, that's enough of that. I think that my favorite Christmas song, let's workshop some, what are you doing? You're making that sound.
I simply can't make a chili because it reminds me too much of my papa's beans.
Okay. What do we think about Christmas songs? I think that they need to be about, my favorite ones are about activities like deck the halls or fuck the wife.
fuck the wife with lots of penis. La 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 la, come. So that's one of my favorites.
Grab the tits and fuck with penis. Yeah, that's really good.
You better watch out. You better not cry. It's gonna be hard because I'm fucking my wife.
Yeah, that's a guy who was made sad when he has to fuck his wife.
He just has to cry while
once
he's doing
it. Once a freaking year.
Yeah, so what else? Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer watches while I fuck my wife and he lights up the room with his wonderful zest for life.
Well, yeah, Rudolph does have kind of like a Himalayan salt lamp.
Yeah, for a nose.
Yeah.
But you can't have it in the rain, though, because it just sort of disintegrates.
Yeah, that is bad.
But it's snow, so it's fine.
It's snow.
But doesn't salt, gets rid of
water. Snow is
snow
water.
Water, but salt get rid of snow. So.
Yeah, but that also gets rid of the salt, right?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think what I said, probably.
No, salt grits ice. I think that's what it does, right?
Because
it just kind of sits on top of the ice and provides grit for tires.
So Rudolph,
that's my belief.
Okay, so Rudolph's nose is ice wearing a salt hat.
Yeah. Fuck my wife, fuck my wife, that's what I will do.
If you want a holiday, well, then you can fuck her too.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Oi, get over here.
Come fuck my wife. Off the couch.
That's when he's trying
on
to
the
fuck
bed.
Me.
Fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Wives
love getting down and dirty.
Wives love getting down and dirty.
That's one of the things that separates the girlfriend from the wife, is the wife loves to do the horizontal rumba. Rumba.
Horizontal rumba is climbing the walls trying to clean them. Like, no, we're dying up to the best.
Yeah.
I can't get to the best. Let me clean.
Damn.
Rumbas love their job.
Maybe I'll make love to my wife later.
Come, my wife said to me, "Kaka, come, come." The little drummer boy, get out of my house
and into my wife.
Oh no!
Yeah, well, you got to outsource stuff now.
All I want for Christmas, fuck wife, fuck wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for the Michael Bublé one that he gender flips so it's not gay, so it's about fucking his
top
husband.
Top 10 Christmas songs of all time. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy fuck my wife. Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Last Christmas by Wham, which you're not allowed to listen to for money for charity.
That's the Whamageddon thing, right?
Yeah, I don't actually know what the rules are for it.
I refuse to know. There's some things that I'm like, I know too much about... So much stupid bullshit. If I'm going to keep this much information about Halo and Halo 2 in my head, I can't be accruing information on Wham again.
Halo, the song by maybe Beyonce, I'm not sure.
It is by Beyonce.
I can see your Halo, Halo, Halo.
Chief, she says she can see our Halo. That's good. I also sound like this. Cortana's so fucking sexy.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas is number 6. 5 was Last Christmas. No, 5 was Jingle Bell Rock.
Really?
And then there's White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Fucking my wife.
Yep. Let It Snow. Okay.
Yeah.
Holly Jolly Christmas. I don't even know how that sounds. The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. That could be, that's like all of these, isn't it?
Do you think ever, like, after you have the guy over to fuck your wife, do you think you'd ever, like, play Xbox with him or something?
I think that's probably very common in, like, open marriages.
Or do you think that he would play Xbox and you would watch?
Yeah, I think it's the same relationship. Like an unplugged... I think what you really need to do is let the man move into your house and you sit out the front.
Yeah. You watch as he deletes your save files through the window.
Yes. Automatic snow decoration on the outside of your house.
Yeah.
Silver Bells is 20. It's by Dean Martin.
What the fuck is Silver Bells?
I think it's like the one that goes, Silver Bells, Silver Bells.
Oh, you're cheating. You got lucky on this one.
And then it's the video clip. There's actually nothing in it about fucking your wife, but the video clip is that.
Yeah, the video clip got banned.
Her head gets stuck in a dishwasher. And you fuck it.
That's one of the things that is even funnier to me than the step family boom is suddenly the
alternate step boom of gets on her. On his stepdaughter gets around her.
But like the boom of women getting their heads and torsos stuck in appliances.
Yeah. And then like, oh, bugger.
Just like Winnie the Poohing themselves into a hole and then getting fucked in there.
And like, you can see that the head is clearly very loose in the dishwasher or the washing machine.
Yeah. It's not convincing.
It's jangling around.
Yeah. Also, the guy's dicks are too big. It's unrealistic. Yeah, no one has a hog that big.
Too big.
Or even a quarter that big. And also it's hard for some reason.
Yeah, and also men, don't actually have them, actually.
No, no one has them anymore.
What do you like most about Christmas?
What do I like most about Christmas?
So this is another conversation starter for Christmas.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out right after this break.
Okay.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Bum, 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 bum.
What gift would you have taken?
Wait,
to
we
baby
don't get
Jesus?
To. Wait. No, but what do I like most about Christmas?
Yeah, what do you like most about Christmas?
I like most about Christmas, man. I think it's genuinely it being over. I don't care for Christmas at all. It's so many interactions.
Yeah,
you have to like get people things. You have to be gotten things.
Oh, so you
I
didn't like getting me my present.
I liked getting you your present, but then
it made me so happy.
When I think of an ideal day for me, it's sitting down, and then the things that disrupt the sitting down. I could do without.
We settle under this. Just take that again. Just get a clean tip of the tongue, teeth and the lips. People fucking my wife.
Yeah.
What's in the fridge? It's a man. We settle under. Fuck off. Oh, fuck. 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 We sat around a lot this Christmas.
Mm.
So that was nice.
Yeah, we bimp.
Oh, no. Whoa. You're toxic.
Whoa, no, I feel bad.
What gift would you have taken to the baby Jesus?
Probably a note that said, hey, don't turn up to the crucifixion in 30 years. Things go bad. I don't know. What do you?
Just a little lowercase t.
Maybe like a nail remover. Maybe that'll come in handy for him sometime.
Well, he's not
going to
have his handy, so I don't know how he's going to get him out.
Oh yeah, you're right. Have to put it on his ankles.
God, it would be so funny if they nail
spare wrists.
They nail one hand to the cross, and he's like, whoop, just pulls it out with the other hand.
Yeah.
And they're like, fine, we'll start with the other one. Whoop, just keep.
Maybe if I get him like some wrist spacers or something. Yeah.
Cut off his hands.
I cut off his hands. Trust me, it's much better in the long run. You're going to love this.
You're gonna hate this, but your kids are going
to
love it.
I'm trying to crucify this little bean.
Jesus didn't have a kid, did he?
What would you get him? No, he didn't have a kid.
I'd get him bigger, stronger, non-baby, shitty body.
Yeah, right. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, I'd probably get him some more myrrh. Can never have enough myrrh.
Yeah, I'd get him a maid to go along with it. Get him a fishwife.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's funny too.
It's good.
I think maybe, I don't know, better dad, probably.
Do you think there was one, like, of the wise men who, there were the three wise men, but then there was a fourth wise man who was kind of shy and spent the whole time in the barn just patting the animals?
Patting the cat, yeah.
Like, he's at a party. Corner, yeah.
Patting the farm cat.
Well, like, what's its name?
You're so chubby.
Yeah.
You get a lot of mice?
One of the wise men had social anxiety, didn't want to interact with the kind of whole party.
But after he had two alcoholic nogs, he came in and was like, hey!
Saw the star.
Now I'm obnoxious.
Was like, I should go.
I have no medium setting.
Yeah. Grabbing Joseph's hat off his head and being like, Yeah.
Oh my God, taking his glasses off his face and going, whoa, you're blind.
Yeah. Hey, we should all play whatever instrument we have during these times, hero. We should all play whatever instrument we have during these times, hero.
Why don't, I guess we play, like, is it just Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah, one of those trumpets with no pressy down things on it. I don't know what we have now. Yeah.
Bugle hero.
Boop.
And then how do you, I don't know what we'd be using as a screen, like the side of a cow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Probably. Love looking at those things. Anyone want to gather around, watch the cow?
Actually, the old TV was a cannulated cow and you'd be swallowed by the cow and be like, I'm on TV.
Yay.
Just look through the hole from the inside.
Finally, I got famous.
The Price is Right.
Mm.
Who wants to play the yodeling game of that? I don't remember what it's called. Cliffhanger, maybe.
Poor shy wise man. And he has to be the designated driver, actually, because everyone else wants to just get tanked.
Yeah.
So he has to, like, drive the camel back.
I really like to, I don't know, it helps me come out of my shell. But yeah, okay, no worries. Actually, I think the donkey is the designated driver.
That makes sense. Yeah, that lets the wise man get drunk because that way he can, you know, actually let loose for once before he goes back to work at the saying factory, which is what wise dudes did back then.
Wise dudes, I think, worked at the saying factory, yeah. Yeah. They'd say things like, go on, Tom.
Damn, you really can. Wait, okay, two birds with two stones. This one needs more work. There's something missing here.
I threw one stone into a bush and I hit the two. So,
all right, you and you work together on this one.
I think then if you had a bird in a hand, you could use half a stone to hit it.
Yeah, if you have a bird in a hand, really need one. And you have a rock in the hand, yeah. All you need to do is clap, basically.
Clap, and the bird... It's done.
But
you got a bird problem? Get one rock.
Two birds with one stone is a fucking brutal saying. Is it crushing both birds at the same time, or is it like a trick shot where it ricochets off the bird?
That was one of my jokes. When I was 15 and I started doing comedy, that was my first joke. It's like, it's actually not even hard to kill two birds with one stone as long as like you're holding them and it's like a really big stone. And you just kind of just put the bird down and then just...
You know
I was 15 and I was fine and happy.
Yeah.
That's not all I thought about was dead birds.
Absolutely. That's good.
I used to have a bunch of birds, did you know?
Can I bring one last thing to the saying?
Yes.
Which is maybe we're viewing it the wrong way, which is it's easier if the rock is on the ground and you're holding the birds.
Yeah.
Smash, 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 smash,
yeah,
smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it...
Like you're playing piano.
Like you're playing piano with the birds?
Yeah.
Is that how you play piano?
Bush, bush, bush.
Bush, bush, bush.
Yeah. Crack, crack, crack.
Crack, crack, crack.
Yeah, what were you going to say about having a lot of birds?
Funny to say.
That's good.
Well, I used to have homing pigeons in a big... I had like 12 homing pigeons in a cage and like two bunnies that run around the bottom of the cage.
Uh-huh.
We also had... We rescued a galah once.
So we were multi-purposing cages, huh?
Yeah, I mean, because they don't really bother each other.
Well, like, do the rabbits ever get shit on?
Yeah, they really get fucking decimated by these birds.
Yeah, the birds are actually really mean.
They're like, hey, fuck you.
The birds are super clicky.
Jeppica?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said to that fucking rabbit?
Yeah. We're raising these pigeons as over-familiars again. They're not really friends of the rabbits, but they're very mean.
Yeah, I had, and then we had a galah, and he like had a sore foot, so we just put him in a cage for a bit, and we brought him back to health, and then he fucked off, and it was fun, but I was very sad. I was like, I know he's healthy now, but I miss him.
That's good, though, that you let him go.
Yeah, I mean, it was always a plan to let him go, but I was like, oh.
My corollary to that is that when I watched the episode of Pokemon where Ash sets his Butterfree free so it can go fuck, I cried.
Aww.
Yeah, because I was like, but it was his friend.
Yeah.
And Butterfree leaves to go be with this pink Butterfree so they can breed. Ugh. Yeah. Thankfully, they remembered to cut to credits before they showed that Butterfree. You know, they start with hand stuff.
Yeah.
But they've got just little mittens that are attached to their torso.
Little mittens that are attached to their torso so they can just do hand stuff, like finger blasting and stuff, until they get to the moaning and gripping.
Yeah. Jaden Ryan at Cheese TV frantically reaching for the switcher before the Butterfree start going down on each other.
Who got this? Is this on LimeWire? You can't use that for these.
No, why did we do this?
It's just a Slipknot cover.
Yeah.
So did you have something for us, Tom?
Yeah, I had so this is news. I'm going to stand up now.
Oh, I'll fill then.
Hello, I'm Philip and I'm come to say hello. What's your name? I'm Philip, and I love to kneel down low to see your puppy dog.
All right.
So I thought this would be a fun thing for us to listen to.
The very painful headphones.
Yes.
Awesome. We won't say what brand.
Yep. In case they want to sponsor us. So this is a...
Tom is hunched very tightly into a little scroll.
Yeah, this is a miserable posture. I've given myself Dark Souls
move the
posture.
Chair closer.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to sit down on the floor. All right. So this is a song I thought would be fun to listen to. It's 4.5 minutes. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole thing.
Okay.
But this is a song written by Van Morrison and performed by Eric Clapton. And this is Stand and Deliver.
Yeah.
It was released on December 18th, 2020.
Ooh!
And this is Eric Clapton performing a song written by Van Morrison that is anti-lockdown and anti-mask.
Oh, great. So really good stuff.
I thought that'd be interesting.
All right, you want to give a countdown to when you press play?
Yeah, okay. Cool. So pressing play in 3, 2, 1, press.
Are you hearing anything?
Huh?
Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I'm hearing lots. Are you not?
Oh, there we go. Now I'm hearing it.
Great.
Stand and deliver.
Sounds like
okay.
Sounds like a Who's Line song.
Uh-huh.
Stand and deliver, you let them put the fear in you.
Okay. Andy Liver? Who's that?
Some guy.
Some Alco?
Friends of that gold guy. Not something you want to hold over.
the same. There may be nothing you can do.
Okay, so far he said absolutely fuck.
Do you wanna be a free man?
I guess.
Or do you wanna be a slave?
Oh. Dude.
Tell me more about this slave
thing. Do you wanna be a free man? Or do you wanna be a slave?
Okay, and he's just doubled up on that one.
Yeah, I'm starting to think Van Morrison wrote half a song.
Do you wanna wear these chains?
They're not chains.
Until you're lying in the grave.
I mean, they're actually stopping us actively from doing that.
I don't want to be a pauper, and I don't want to be a prince.
Okay.
Oh, no. There's, oh, yeah.
I don't want to be a pauper.
There's one about what he wants to do that made me laugh.
He's just not written rhymes.
No.
I just want to do my job, playing the blues for my friends.
Right, so yeah, I wonder what I thought that would be fun to listen to. That's a Van Morrison writing half a song and having Eric Clapton sing it twice. And the thing that he wants to do his job, which is playing the blues for his friends.
What the fuck?
A big baby who also is like old enough that if he caught COVID, he would just immediately perish.
Yeah,
like immediately despawn, like he was never even there.
Just
Eric Clapton, if Eric Clapton got coughed on once,
yeah,
immediately his inventory just spills all over the ground and you're just covered in guitars, dude. Like, oh no, the royalties. Quickly run over them so you get them before his ex-wife does.
Oh, I got a diamond pickaxe.
Diamond dickaxe.
Yeah. I've been baking, and also my penis can do a lot of damage if you really need it to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Pyman's dick axe is what I meant to say.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
It's fun to think that took two guys to make and to write and then make.
Yeah.
I don't know. But also.
Oh, methinks it's time for a new parody episode next week, Tom.
Oh, really? We're going to do our own version of Stand and Deliver?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You want to do it for the bonus?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do it for the Patreon
something.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do something. Definitely. Let's not just quit.
Shut up. Shut up, cunt.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
What is your favorite ornament on the tree and why?
Oh, favorite ornament on the tree? The girl reading this. I love beautiful women. Damn. I love beautiful women on the tree. I love to look under the tree, see a package with big, luscious tits barely covered in wrapping paper and think to myself, damn, tomorrow I'm going to fuck myself dry.
Okay, and what do you think your Christmas tree would say if it could talk?
What? What'd you say?
What do you think your Christmas tree would say if it could talk?
Probably something like, please kill me.
Well, already did. We'd cut it down.
Yeah, you're right.
Or the trees outside being like, look at this spangly bitch. And the tree inside being like, you don't want to be in my position.
So I guess if it could talk, it would say, ooh.
Yeah, probably. Ghost tree.
Right? What
boring
do you think?
Ghost.
What's your favorite decoration on the tree?
I like ball.
Yeah. I like gun. I love when there's a gun there.
I like
just
when
to give
a gun
it
on the tree. Yeah.
When there's, we've been celebrating, me and Demi recently, edgy Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a dark Christmas. So it's a variant that comes with the various guns on the tree. You put out a snifter of cocaine for Santa.
I was born in the forest.
Mm. Right?
Yeah, that's the tree on dark Christmas.
It's the tree on dark Christmas.
You put presents over the tree instead of under
it. Yeah, it's twisted. Mm. I think the angel on the top is really cute. I think she's got a cute top.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a cute top.
God, that'd be nice. I wish that was me. On top of a tree,
yeah.
Cute top. I don't think
branch right in your hole.
Yeah, finally getting split open.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, you put me on top of the tree, and just for a week, you have to deal with my groan. It's like gradually make my trip all the way to the bottom.
I'd like if presents screamed when you ripped them open.
Yeah, you gotta
put
them in guys.
Nah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Hey, huh. Actually, I'm considering. Yeah, that would be bad.
Didn't they used to put, like, popcorn on Christmas trees for some reason?
Huh?
Yeah, I think that was a thing. Let me just check. Oh, it says no. On Christmas.
Damn, and my computer's shutting down.
Popcorn on Christmas trees. When Christmas trees first rose to prominence in the United States, they were often decorated with fruits and other items. From this, a tradition of stringing popcorn and cranberries into a garland that wrapped around the tree was born.
Huh.
Okay.
Fine.
Bird nightmare.
Feels like gaslighting to put fruit on a tree that doesn't produce the fruit.
Yeah.
That's fucked stupid. Up. That's like how people back in the day used to write fantasy books.
Yeah, it's like putting lipstick on your homely wife.
Yeah. Don't put lipstick on your homely wife.
Please.
Come on, leave her that
way. Lipstick is for piggies.
Yeah. Lipstick is for beautiful wives.
But isn't lipstick also for pigs?
I think lipstick can be for pigs, but only if they, a pig can glow up just as good as anyone, but a homely wife, no.
On a pig.
You're going to Google it?
Yeah. Ooh, it's not good. Don't like that.
Have you seen painted elephants?
Painted elephants? I don't know whether I want to.
No, painted elephants is really nice. There's a festival where people paint elephants and they look gorgeous.
So they paint on the elephant, they don't just paint pictures of elephants?
No, yeah. They paint the elephant.
Right. You know what? I should have just known because otherwise it wouldn't really be a story at all.
I guess
anyone can paint an elephant.
But it might be that they've painted these pictures and I've just been taken in because they're really good paintings.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm tricked
by
paintings all the time.
The elephants are okay, right?
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, I mean,
in fact, it makes them stronger.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why are elephants painted in India? Painted elephants held in high esteem. Elephants have played an outsized role in India's history and culture. Elephants once carried soldiers into battle. Is this a fucking, this is a website for children, the way it's talking to me.
Yes, but also did you notice that you're actually reading it very well and you're taking the information in spectacularly?
Is elephant painting cruel? Like elephants used in the elephant trekking industry, young elephants used for painting must be broken and experience the pain of the Farjan process.
All right.
Okay. Maybe let's not paint elephants anymore, potentially.
Well, I think you should paint them, but you should have to jog alongside the elephant as it goes about its tasks.
Paint it within its rights.
Yeah.
And like, also, if it asks to be a tiger, you just have to do that.
I think you should paint an
elephant. I want to be Spider-Man.
Like you're tagging a train car.
Pretty good elephant sound, huh?
No. Also, the idea of an elephant being painted as Spider-Man is sad because it's just trying to do the, you know, the hand gesture, but with its fucked up
big
mono
finger,
foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that one big fucking stump.
Yeah, with all the fingernails on it.
Yeah. Do they go under or do they just stay on that one? Actually, I'm going to look at an elephant's foot.
Okay.
1 second. Elephant.
Isn't that the name of the thing in Chernobyl as well? That might be a search result that
comes
up.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Elephant's foot. For real on the animal.
Okay.
Interesting and fascinating facts about elephants' feet and legs.
Ooh.
This is from www.elephantnaturepark.org.
Okay, first fact, they're incredibly sexy. Everyone agrees that the elephant's foot is sensual, beautiful, and would feel so good stamping down on whatever genitals you are carrying around.
Look
that
at the
day.
Soft grey breasts.
Yes.
It's an interesting fact that elephants can hear with their feet. Elephants may have massive ears, but they can also pick up noises via their feet,
damn,
which register low-frequency rumbles caused by other animals up to 20 miles away.
Love hearing much, bitch. Got those freaking ears, and then you're like, need another.
Slap for audio!
Simp for hearing much, idiot.
They sense these underground vibrations through their feet. Each elephant foot has 5 toes, but not every toe has a nail.
Sounds like
so
you're touching, idiot.
They're not as just straight down as you remember when you look at an elephant foot. They do go out at the bottom, and I forget that. Usually I'm thinking of, like, the cartoon George and Martha where it's just, like,
just a cylinder.
Just a log, yeah.
Yeah.
But they do go out a bit, and they have lovely elbows.
Maybe the reason elephants are so sexy with their – because if you don't know, elephants have, like, a human breast if they are female,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
And like, maybe that reminds us of looking at old-school grayscale photography of breasts. What's that?
The elephant's got shoes on.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh.
Man. Finally, someone to share shoes with my ex-wife.
She's got big feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice for her, though. You know, she can probably, like, she probably gets, like, the, you know, the bargain bin shoes, but they're still quite, you know, high quality.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's cool for her. I like that.
She tried to give me a foot job once. It was like getting caught between two oncoming trains.
Getting a foot job from your big-footed ex-wife?
Me getting a foot job from my wife would be like, you know that scene in Inception where the city collapses in
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the guy was like 3 feet shorter.
If the guy was like really short.
If the guy was really, really, really short.
If the guy was on his knees.
Yeah, if the guy was a mouse maybe and the city fell in, that'd be like, yeah, that'd be you getting a foot job from your ex-wife with the big feet. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us on BigSoftTitty.png. Please join the Patreon if you want to hear our Christmas songs.
Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. Also, just wanted to get this across there that, you know what, we say a lot of stuff about my dick, but its handling stat is maximum.
Oh, and its int is wonderful.
Its int is very strong. It's like picking Toad in a Mario Kart game. In more ways than one also, because it does have the same bulbous head and thin body.
It's like picking toe from ant. It's like an ant's toe. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We still have stuff on my Big Cartel, Demi Lardner Cool Business, and we got other stuff.
Yeah, watch
Go on our Twitch streams. Bye. Go on our Twitch streams.
Yeah, we do have just so much to plug. Maybe now we should talk for a bit longer. To kind of, because otherwise people will start just skipping.
Oh, they'll start skipping
the plugs, you know?
They'll start skipping that.
Because
so
what
much
people
fun,
do usually is they put, or you know, the thing that I've noticed that the podcasts I listen to that are good at it do, they put the plugs like in the 3/4 mark of the episode.
Yes.
And then they put more shit after the plugs. So people have like keep listening because they're like, well, I don't know when the actual good shit that I listen to will.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have any good shit.
Hold on. I just found the rest of... So, you know, Eye of Newt and Toe of Frog. Apparently the next fucking thing from Macbeth, which I have seen live but didn't retain any of, is Wool of Bat and Tongue of Dog.
Huh.
How do you get wool off a bat? They're like skin birds. They don't even have that much wool.
I think you get wool off a bat with like some shears that you have to make upside down.
You have to build them upside down.
Yeah, that's the only way they work.
Yeah. And then do you have to hang upside down when you're shaving the bat or do you
probably,
right
otherwise
way?
You're doing it all topsy-turvy.
Otherwise you're doing it all topsy-turvy.
If you try and shave a bat while you're not upside down, you end up with the bat's pubes.
Yes, I know that.
Mm, good.
Yeah. It's weird and a bat's pubes would really make Tom feel infertile because the size of those things.
Huge. Hey, you know what could do with a dusting of pubes, if I do say so myself? The common dog.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Hair everywhere else, but you can't cover that shit up?
Some of them do, but I would love a bush on a dog.
Right?
Yeah.
Just a huge fucking collection of hair.
Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Barbershop floor. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.